I think it's important that we understand that God does not, well, at least from our standpoint, there is not a map that we are following. In Genesis chapter 24, to the account that Brother John was referring, in verse 27, the servant said, "I being in the way, the Lord led me." And I think that this is very important for us as young people because, you know, we arrive very quickly at some significant milestones and crossroads, and we really have a desire to know what the Lord would have for us in this particular thing. But very often we're not going to have the light that shines down and says, well, this is the job for you, the young man or young lady. But when we're in the way, you see, the servant had laid some things out before the Lord. Say, "Lord, this is what I'm looking for." And the Lord brought that to be. But he was moving. And I think as young people, it is a lot easier to see the hand of the Lord, to hear his voice, if we are walking with him, if we are reading the word of God, if we are before him in prayer. But if we are not in that relationship with him, and now we reach out and say, "Well, Lord, show me," you know, the Lord has got to fine tune to say, "Well, who is that that's calling me now?" So it's important for us to be in the way. And then I think also if we've recognized that perhaps I'm going to make a decision that's not a good one, that the Lord has showed me at this point, "Well, you know, I know you accepted this job and you're supposed to start on Monday. Or, you know, I said to this young lady, you know, I like you," and all of a sudden we're kind of sitting next to each other in meetings and we become a little public. I think until or unless you have gotten married, I think it's never too late to say, "Well, you know, it might be an embarrassment. It may cause some stir. But, you know, if we really know that this is not the will of God for my life, then you know what? It's better to step out of that now than to say, let me go forward, because going forward would mean that I know that I'm not in the will of God, and then usually the end result is really bad news and a very bad testimony. So I want to also say, young men and young ladies, there used to be a rule, well, it was an unwritten rule when I was young. You never sat next to a young lady that you started to develop feelings for publicly unless she had an engagement ring on her hand. Because then that engagement ring said publicly, "Yes, she's the one." I'm not talking about sitting next to a young lady that you all are just platonic friends. But it saves us also from public embarrassment if we notice, if we realize within a couple of months, "Well, you know, I thought he was this, or I thought she was that, and now I'm afraid to back out because everybody knows we've kind of like been a couple." So these are some suggestions that would help us, you know, till we get to the point when it's real serious, and the Lord has showed me this is the one, and I put a ring on her finger to say that this is what the Lord has done. Maybe it might be a wise thing to not be so public until the Lord says, "Now's the time."